God. And Father, we pray over the word right now. We thank you and we praise you for your presence, your joy, Lord, that we've already experienced in this house today. And it is good to assemble together. It is good to come together. And we thank you for the strength that we draw from one another, from being together. And we thank you for your word right now. Father, I thank you that your word will produce fruit today, that your word is good seed sown into good ground today, and it will bring forth fruit. And I thank you that you confirm your word today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. All right. Where'd everybody go? We had a big crowd in here earlier. All right. Praise God. Maybe they'll come on back. They're heading back there. All right, here they come. Luke chapter 9, verse 11. But when the multitudes knew it, they followed him. And he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. This is a familiar scripture, as you know, that we talk about. It's really our theme scripture for City on a Hill Church, really our mission statement here at City on a Hill. I was reading this one day, and the Lord just really, really brought it to life to me and really spoke to me and said, that's your ministry as a pastor, and this is your mission as a church, to do these three things that we see Jesus doing. It says, number one, that he received the people. In other words, he welcomed them with the love of God, and that's our mission, praise God, to welcome people with the love of God when they come in these doors and come into our midst. Amen? And then the last part of that, it says he healed those who had need of healing. Praise God. That's part of our mission. Amen. It's to bring the healing power of God to those who need healing. But today I want to focus on the middle one. It says he spoke to them about the kingdom of God. When they came to Jesus, he spoke to them about the kingdom of God. In other words, Jesus taught the people the principles of the kingdom of God, how to live in the kingdom. How to live in God's kingdom. And that's what my calling is. And that's what you're going to get through the ministry of this church. You're going to get instruction and you're going to get understanding on how to live in the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is not just something that's coming. The kingdom of God is something that's here now. Praise God. And we are citizens of the kingdom of God. And we can learn and should learn how to live and operate within the principles of that kingdom. Amen. And here's one of them, or some of them here in Romans. Excuse me, let me get some water and clear my throat. But Romans 14, 17, let's look at that one. And it tells us here what the kingdom of God, what it consists of. In Romans 14, 17, it says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, what's happening here, the context of this statement that Paul makes where he says the kingdom of God, it's not eating and drinking, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Paul is saying this in the context of he's endeavoring to settle a question for the Romans. Is it okay to eat meat that's been sacrificed to an idol? Now, this was a non-issue as long as the church was Jewish, because the Jews didn't worship idols. They worshiped the true God, so there was no such thing as meat sacrificed to an idol. But when the Gentiles started getting saved, when the Romans started getting saved, when the Corinthians started getting saved, and all these Gentiles started getting saved, they were living among a culture of folks that worshiped idols. And part of that idol worship was sacrifice, animal sacrifice. And they'd take that meat of the animals that had been sacrificed and that worship, and they would sell it in the meat market. And so they were saying, okay, is it all right to, can we eat this meat? It's been sacrificed to an idol. So Paul is dealing with that here in Romans 14. He also deals with it for the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 8. But his final word on the matter, and you can read about what all he said about that. You can read those chapters. But his final word on the matter is this. Let's not get bogged down on what we eat or drink. The kingdom of God is so much bigger than that. So much greater than that. It's righteousness. And it's peace. And it's joy in the Holy Spirit. And that's what we need to be focusing on, he's telling them. Praise God. And so so let's look at that. I want us to look at these three elements, these three aspects of the kingdom of God. And first of all, Jesus said this about the kingdom of God in Luke 17 and verse 20. It says, now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is where? Within you. The kingdom of God is within you. And then we also see these statements made in the Gospels. This is Jesus said this in Matthew 12, verse 28. He said this, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. The kingdom of God has come upon you. What is that? That's a manifestation of the kingdom of God. What does kingdom mean? Kingdom means a domain in which a king rules. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when demons are cast out, Jesus said, this is evidence, this is a manifestation, this is proof that the kingdom of God is present here, because those demons have no more right to exist there, because this is God's domain.
Amen.
Amen. And the same is true when he appointed his disciples. He told them to go and preach the gospel. In verse 9 of Luke chapter 10, it says, and heal the sick there, and say to them, as you heal the sick, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Sickness has no right to stay there, because that's the domain now. You've established it. The disciples of Jesus, when they came and they preached the gospel and they used the authority of Jesus' name, they were establishing the domain of the kingdom of God and the rule of God there in that place, and sickness had no right to stay. Amen. These are manifestations. Demons being cast out, the sick being healed. These are manifestations of the kingdom of God. And we need that. And we welcome that. But what Paul's talking about in Romans here is the characteristics, the elements of the kingdom of God that are within us. And he mentions the three here: righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So we're going to look at these three this morning. The first thing he mentions, of course, is righteousness. And we know that the number one message of the gospel is this, is that we are made right with God. Our sins are forgiven. We're cleansed. We're made pure. Not because of what we've done or anything that we can do, but because of what God did for us through Jesus. Paul writes in Romans 1, and it says, the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God to salvation. For in it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. And here it is in Romans 3, tells us exactly how that transpires. He says, but now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. It was there all the time in the Old Testament, but it's attained apart from keeping the law. Even the righteousness of God, how? Through faith in Jesus Christ. Who's it available to? Well, he says, to all and on all who believe. It's available to all, and it comes upon all who believe. For there is no difference. Now, we know verse 23, but let's look at it in context here. There's no difference. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then he says in verse 24, being justified. The word justified, if you remember, we did a series on righteousness last year. And the word justified means declared righteous. Being declared righteous freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. All of us have sinned. Nobody can be righteous in God's sight by their works, by their deeds. The only way that any of us can be righteous is through what Jesus did and our faith in what Jesus has done. Praise God. We simply believe and we're made righteous by faith. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5:21 says it this way, For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become, or the King James says, be made the righteousness of God in him. That's the great exchange. Jesus took our sin and Jesus gave us God's righteousness when we believe in him. Amen? Praise God. I love the way the Living Bible says it. The Living Bible says, for God took the sinless Christ and poured into him our sins. Then in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. So this essence, this characteristic of the kingdom of God, righteousness, it comes to us. We're made righteous. God's goodness is poured into us when we believe what Jesus did for us. Now, in a broader sense, righteousness does mean right living. It does mean right conduct. But remember, it's not trying to live right in order for God to declare me righteous, but the right living is the fruit of something that God's already done for me through Jesus and my faith in that. Amen? Are we following? Amen? Praise God. The next one, we could spend weeks talking about righteousness, but I'm just touching a few points here. The next one, of course, is peace. The kingdom of God is righteousness and it's peace. Praise God. The kingdom of God within us is peace. And actually, righteousness and peace are connected. Look at this in Romans 5, verse 1. He says, therefore, having been justified, and again, what does justified mean? Declared righteous. God looking at you and saying, I declare you righteous. Therefore, having been declared righteous, and how are we declared righteous? By faith. When we believe, God points at us and says, okay, you're righteous. Hallelujah. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. So the result of being declared righteous then is that we have peace. And the first place that peace is established is that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 32 says it this way, the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and confidence forever. Now, since we've been declared righteous, then we've got peace with God. That means we're no longer God's enemies. The Bible talks about, in the New Testament, it talks about people being, and that before we got saved, we were enemies of God. Right? We were at enmity. We were at odds with God. We were enemies of God. But because we've been declared righteous and we took God up on his offer of reconciliation, then he says, all right, you're no longer my enemies. The war is over. The war is over. We've got peace with God. Think about, and thank God, we've never experienced that in our country. We've sent our troops over to fight wars, but, well, I say we've never. Not since the Civil War, there's not been a war fought on our soil. But think about the Civil War here, and think about countries that have been subjected to the ravages of war. And just how horrible that is. You think about what's going on right now in the Ukraine with the war taking place there. But when the war is over, the first thing that happens is a peace is declared. Okay, the war's over. We're declaring peace. And you think about what happens is that peace that's declared, saying the war's over, that peace begins to flow out and it begins to affect everything in that country, everything in that land. It begins to affect the economy. It begins to affect the social life. It begins to affect the culture. You know, I can't imagine what all of that is like in the Ukraine right now, or in a nation where there's war, about how, you know, everybody is just on edge, or everybody's just, you know, when's a bomb going to, you know, going to land in our backyard or in our apartment building. And just that, you know, just that tension that they must be living under. And what great news it would be to hear the war's over. The war is over. There's peace. And how that declaration of the war being over then begins to affect things, and people begin to say, hey, we can go back to having picnics now, you know, in the park. And we can, you know, our children can go and play, and we can get back our social life and our culture and all of that. It affects every area. So when the war is over between us and God, when we stop fighting against Him and we trust in Jesus and receive His righteousness, then that peace begins to affect every area of our lives. Just like it would in a country when peace is declared. Praise God. In the Old Testament, you know, the word for peace is shalom. And in the New Testament, the Greek word that's the equivalent of the Old Testament word shalom, the Greek word is Irene. I don't know if I'm saying it right. E-I-R-E-N-E, Irene. All right. And it means, what it means in the Greek is it means wholeness. It means completeness. It means tranquility in the soul that's unaffected by outward circumstances or pressures. In other words, no matter what the circumstances are outwardly. Now, again, the kingdom of God is where Jesus said the kingdom was. Kingdom of God is in you, and the kingdom of God is righteousness, and it's peace. And so that peace is in me. So even though there may be all kinds of turmoil going on around me or outwardly or in my circumstances, because I've got the kingdom of God in me, I can have peace right in the middle of that. It's a tranquility in our soul that's unaffected by outward circumstances or pressures. It also means this: it is the rule of order in the place of chaos. I like that. There may be chaos all around, but thank God I can have order in my heart and in my mind, in my soul. Amen. The Message Bible of Romans 14:17 says it this way. I like this translation. God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach, for goodness sake. It's what God does with your life as He sets it right. Righteousness. Puts it together. That's peace. That's the wholeness aspect. That's the shalom. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. He puts it together. Brings it back into order. Takes the chaos and brings order. Hallelujah. Amen. Puts it together and completes it with joy. Completes it with joy. Hallelujah. Because the kingdom is in us, we've got that peace, we've got that wholeness, we've got that completeness, we've got that tranquility of soul that's unaffected by our outward circumstances. We've got order in our lives in the place of chaos. Jesus said it this way in John 14:27. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In other words, he's saying, look, I'm giving you my peace. And so now it's up to you to maintain it. It's up to you to live in it. It's up to you to walk in it. Hallelujah. So we've got a part to play in maintaining our peace. Don't let the devil, through circumstances or situations, steal your peace. Anybody, has the devil ever tried to steal your peace? Has he been successful from time to time in our lives? Well, let's not let him. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is in you. And that kingdom is righteousness. And that kingdom is peace. Hallelujah. And that kingdom is joy in the Holy Spirit. I started to look up the Greek word translated for joy, and I really sensed the Holy Spirit telling me they don't need to understand the Greek word. They just need to experience and yield to the joy that is in them through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. One major reason that the church has failed to win the world to Jesus is because we have failed to yield to and walk in the joy of the Lord. The joy in the Holy Spirit that he talks about here. You think about on the day of Pentecost, the 120 that were gathered there in the upper room. They had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, didn't they? They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak with tongues. And then they come out of the upper room and they come out into the streets of Jerusalem. And what did the people say? These people are full of new wine. These people must be drunk. Verse 14, but Peter, of Acts 2, Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk, as you suppose." He did not deny that they were drunk. He just said, "No, they're not drunk as you suppose. They're not drunk like you're thinking about. We've not been up there in that upper room drinking wine. But we have been drinking." Hallelujah. Amen. "Since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh." He said, "These are not drunk as you suppose. These are full of the Holy Spirit." Hallelujah. I'm thinking about something. We mentioned John Collier coming in. I'm thinking about something he said years ago that stuck with me. You know, Jesus in John 7, Jesus said, "Let him who thirst, let him come to me and drink." He didn't say, "Let him who thirst, come to me and think." He said, "Let him come to me and drink." That's why the Holy Spirit arrested me and said, "No, don't try to give them a mental definition of the word joy. They just need to partake of it." Yeah. Amen. Ephesians 5:18, Paul says this, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." See, being drunk on wine is the counterfeit. Joy in the Holy Spirit is the real. Yeah. Hallelujah. What effect would it have on us? Well, in verse 19, the very next verse, he says, "Speaking, be filled with the Spirit." Don't be drunk with wine. Don't be full of wine, but be full of the Holy Spirit. "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Again, let's go back to this idea of on the day of Pentecost when the people thought, as they were coming out of the upper room, that they were drunk. They were acting. They were so filled with the Holy Spirit that they were acting like drunk men and women. I was watching with my neighbor, John. I was watching the Braves game the other day, and it was an afternoon game, and there was a big crowd there. You normally don't hear this unless there's a small crowd. But you could hear one guy out of all the crowd. Did you see this? I don't know if anybody saw this. But you could hear one guy out of all the crowd, ever a little bit, almost on every pitch, when the other team was pitching, the Braves were batting, when he got ready to pitch, this guy in the crowd went, "Woo!" Have you ever been to a ball game and you hear somebody, "Woo!" Just everything's kind of, there's kind of a, he doesn't do it when the whole crowd's roaring, but when everything kind of, it's kind of a lull and, "Woo!" And my first thought was, that gentleman has had a few beers too many. Wouldn't you agree? He was drunk. And when he got drunk, he lost all inhibition and he said, "Woo!" That's why I believe that's one of the things they were doing when they came out of the upper room. Yeah, they were speaking with tongues, but they were shouting. They were laughing. Like the verse, the scripture we opened up with in Psalm 126, when the Lord turned our captivity, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Hallelujah. When you know you've been set free, when you know that you've been made righteous, when you know you have the peace of God, then you can have the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And your tongue can be filled with laughter. Your mouth filled with laughter. Your tongue with singing. Hallelujah. Years ago, Brother Hagin, toward the end of his ministry, he said this. He said the Lord spoke to him and told him, he said, there's a move. There's a move of my spirit that will be lost to this generation unless you teach them, unless you lead them back into it. And this again, this was way after I'd graduated from Rhema. And he began holding what he called Holy Ghost meetings. He would go into a city and would have a meeting for a week or sometimes 2 weeks, and would have what he called Holy Ghost meetings. And he defined it. He said, well, what's the purpose of this meeting? He said, well, it's a Holy Ghost meeting. And so he asked the Lord, he said, Lord, what do you mean by Holy Ghost meeting? What is a Holy Ghost meeting? And the Lord told him, he says, well, number one, where the Word of God is preached and taught. Number two, where the needs of the people are met. Number three, where the gifts of the Spirit are in manifestation. And then number four, where the joy of the Lord is manifested. Hallelujah. And he would have those meetings and there would be just a wonderful move of the joy of the Lord, of people partaking of the joy of the Lord. And the whole crowd would be laughing. I mean, falling down, laying on the floor, laughing. Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever partaken of that? Well, if you haven't, you should. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. These are not drunk as you suppose. Don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. There is a release in our life through entering in to this kind of joy. Hallelujah. You know, since y'all aren't, there's no food pantry this afternoon or after service, you could just lay on the floor and laugh the rest of the morning if you want. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 13 says this in verse 52. It says, and the disciples were what? Filled with joy. How'd they know? How did they know? There had to be some evidence in their life. The disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. So getting back to what Brother Hagin said, he said, there's a move of my spirit that's going to be lost to this generation unless you teach them, unless you lead them into. Praise God. And so again, we begin having those meetings, but you know, he passed away in 2003. And I began to look around and I began to say, well, he said, there's a move that's going to be lost unless people that have experienced it teach it. And you don't teach it just by writing a book. You don't teach it just by giving you the Greek definition of the word joy. You teach, this is, as someone said, this is better caught than taught. Clint, come on back up and hallelujah. This is better caught than taught. Hallelujah. And I began to look around and I thought, well, Brother Hagin's gone and I don't see too many folks teaching it, talking about it, leading people into it. I guess I'm up to bat. I guess I'm up to bat. Hallelujah. Because I've experienced it, Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I had an experience with God, and I've experienced this. I've had Keith Holliday's mother, Miss Ann, passed away. Some of y'all know Keith. He was an evangelist and did meetings here in the church. And he came here in 1993. And he had been in meetings. Rodney Howard Brown, who God had used in this flow. Rodney Howard Brown had been to Rhema and done meetings and about that time. And it had impacted Keith. And Keith came here. Of course, Keith had the background in the Pentecostal church. Bring him, I don't know if it's you or up here or here, but let's bring the keyboard up just a little bit. Praise God. But Keith knew that flow of the Holy Spirit, and he did a meeting here in 1993, and I remember laying in the floor and laughing and then weeping. Hallelujah. And knowing that God just did the Holy Spirit did a work in my heart and in my soul that night. And through the years, I've had experiences. I'm not saying that every time we come to church, but I'm saying we need to understand this flow of the Holy Spirit and that we need to walk in this joy. Amen. One of the most recent ones was actually 7.5 years ago, 2016. This is when I was going through the divorce I was at a counseling session that day, and the Lord really did a lot of healing in my heart, in my soul that day. Just really, really touched me in a powerful way through that session. And I was back in my room that night, just thinking about all that God had done and things He had shown me. He showed me I had a supernatural. Something very supernatural. It's one of the things that I put in the book. This experience I'm about to tell you is not, I didn't put in the book. But as I laid there and I just thought about the mercy of God and the goodness of God to restore me and to bring me out of captivity, like it said in Psalm 126, we were like those who dream. Our mouth was filled with laughter. And I just began to think about the goodness of God and the healing that He brought to me. And I just started laughing. And it just began to roll out of me. I just was overwhelmed. And I lay there for a solid hour, laughing. And it brought such healing. Just laughing in the joy of the Lord. Laughing in the Holy Spirit. Laughing like a child being tickled. Like that. Not just ha, 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 trying to laugh. The Holy Spirit was tickling me. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. And it would subside and it would come. It's like it came in waves over and over again. Over and over. And then I started singing that song, Waves of Mercy, Waves of Grace. Everywhere I look, I see Your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. So this is more, again, as I said, this is more caught than taught. Hallelujah. So just raise your hands up to the Lord. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. How You want us to do this, Lord. Sola barashite kelebodere mendaya. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Pat, would you stand up? Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, thank You for that joy. Thank You for that joy. Saturating her now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Partake of this joy. Partake of it, yeah. Partake of it, yeah. Yeah, it's all right. 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 Partake of it. Partake of it. Be filled with the joy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Be filled with joy. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ah, Gabose. Ishikaya. Yeah. kole marate dike shele vekete didi shikete e shikete gedia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Kohadala vadalene. Kile vahananda bodaninde. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Barbara Clevenger, would you come back here and lay your hand on Pat? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you can make it back here. Hallelujah. You must be full of new wine. Hallelujah. 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 Cheryl, stand up. Hallelujah. Be filled with joy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be filled with joy. Be filled with joy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Partake of it. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, partake of it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pat Sneed, stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Asabora Nishikaye. I don't know if you noticed this, but the three people that I was directed to all became widows in this last year. Satemenikatideya. Ita delevakine. Your life's not over. Joy. Oh, joy. Joy. Solada katalya dedevod garande. Nedevesi. Put your own hands over your belly. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Partake of that joy. Oh, yeah. Hakite kele. Ha ha. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, barakisia nanaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sisikaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This belongs to you. This belongs to you. This belongs to you, my son, the Spirit of God would say. This belongs to you. Drink and enjoy and be filled and be whole and be healed in Jesus' name. This belongs to you. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. Be filled in Jesus' name. Be filled in Jesus' name. This belongs to you, you know. Joy is it mine. Belongs to you. Praise joy God. I need some help mine. Here. Joy praise God. Today is mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive the joy of the Lord. Joy today hallelujah. Is mine. Receive. Be filled. Be filled in the name of Jesus. Now drink. Joy. Don't think. Drink. Ha ha. Ha ha.
I've been here and I have been a long time.
Yeah. Well, there's more. There's more. There's more. You've touched a little bit of it. There's more that God wants to give you. It belongs to you. Just receive it. Be filled in Jesus' name. Be filled to overflowing with the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. 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 Times of refreshing is what he said to you. Be refreshed in Jesus' name. Ha ha. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. 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 You guys, you two stand up. Thank you, Lord.
Joy.
Oh! Oh! Hallelujah! 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 Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I sepore mishikaya delevo corunda di mishigade. Todo delevo garadi dedi basso nogri bandaneia. Shalavaki dei didi bashigande dedi ved lamene. Labenye dedi ved lamanye dedi ved lamini. Hallelujah. 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 Sura de gaka kaya dede vedelele bode di dani. Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said, "For this is for you and to your and for your children and to all which the Lord our God shall call." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is for you. This is for you. Don't say, "Oh, that's not for me," and miss out. Acknowledge, declare, this is for me. God wants me to walk in this joy, to live in this joy. Hallelujah. This is for me, because there's a strength that will come into your life. For indeed, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Itele masakaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strength into your spirit. Strength into your mind. And yes, even strength into your body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But it's written in my word, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. When? Always. When's the right time always to partake of joy? Always. 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 Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. And again, again, again. Hallelujah. Again. 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 I started laughing that day. 7.5 years ago, and I laughed for a few minutes, and the Holy Spirit kept saying, "Again, again, again." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Kara, stand up and step right out here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This joy is for you. It's for you. Ikaposhite kataye. Oh, kadasi de delevoka maneshe. In the name of Jesus, be filled with joy. We just say this. Say, this joy is for me.
This joy is for me.
It belongs to me.
I've been made righteous.
By the blood of Jesus. This belongs to me.
This belongs to me.
The kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God.
Is within me.
Is within me.
And that kingdom.
And that kingdom.
Is righteousness.
Is righteousness.
And peace.
And peace.
And joy.
And joy.
In the Holy Spirit.
In the Holy Spirit.
I receive it all.
I receive it all.
I partake.
I partake.
In Jesus'
name.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Just keep drinking. Yeah. That's it. That's it. You stepped into it. Oh. Oh, just keep drinking. Yeah, just keep drinking. Woo, keep drinking. There's something God wants to do in you. Some healing He wants to do in you right now. That 6 months of counseling couldn't occur. That 6 months of counseling couldn't accomplish, but the joy of the Lord can accomplish in just a few minutes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Kosi mataye. Sore mama shikia dele vokre me stede vengende. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, kasile voriataneya. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sola la bandonide adai. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for touching and cleansing and healing and restoring. Sola. Then, when the Lord turned our captivity, then was our mouth filled with laughter. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Woo. More, Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, again, again. 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 Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Now you know.
Yes.
Now you know. Now you know. Oh, now you know. Now you know. Sabarate kia dedashinande. And you won't have to turn back ever again. Ha. Huh. Now you know. Now you know what the real is like. Now you know what the real tastes like. Now you know what the real is. And you can enter in anytime. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Stand up, Denise. Denise. Stand up. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now just forget all of that. Forget all those mistakes. Forget all that's gone wrong. And just rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Be filled with joy. Be filled with joy. Just let God love you. Just let the Father love you. Just let the Father fill you with His good gifts. Hallelujah. They belong to you, you know. They're yours, you know. Partake. Receive. Receive. Be filled in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. If that old boy at the Braves game could experience what we have available to us, my Lord, he would be. Woo! Hallelujah. We're glad you've joined us on YouTube today. I'm not sure what you've thought about this. You know those I don't know if that guy, if he was with friends at the game the other day when he was yelling like that, and they might have been saying, he is embarrassing us. You know, King David got accused of that. When they brought the presence of God, when they brought the ark of the Lord back into Jerusalem, and the presence of God was back where it should have been, David couldn't contain himself. And he began dancing and leaping and whirling, some translations say. And, you know, his wife, Michael, she said, he's embarrassing me. And you know what, David said, "Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I know I shouldn't have done that." He said, "You ain't seen nothing yet." He said, it was before the Lord, number one. He said, "I wasn't doing it for you." He said, "It was before the Lord." And he said, "And I will become even more undignified than this. And I will play," he said, "I will play before the Lord." Some translations add the word music there, but it's in italics. He's not talking about playing music. He's talking about celebrating. He's talking about dancing. He's talking about leaping. He's talking about running. Hallelujah. Rejoicing. Rejoicing. Oh, we just keep that fountain of joy blocked up. It needs to find expression. It needs to find expression. Hallelujah. Let's walk in the fullness of it. Let's walk in the fullness of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo! Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I guess we can go home. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed myself thoroughly today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our services need to be marked with the presence of God and with the joy of the Lord. Praise God. David's still running here, so he's wanting me to give an altar call, right? Let's pray. If you're watching us on YouTube and you've endured it, you've stayed with us till now, then sure, we don't want to let you get away without giving you an opportunity to receive Jesus. Our wonderful Jesus. Our wonderful Jesus who makes us right with God by what He did. Our wonderful Jesus who gives us peace that passes all understanding. And our wonderful Jesus that gives us joy in the Holy Spirit. A joy that you can't find in a bottle or in any other thing other than in His presence. You can have that. You can have that. You just have to say yes to Him. So we're going to pray with you right now. Put your hand over your heart. Everybody in the auditorium, help me pray with those joining us on YouTube. Receive our Savior. Let Him be your Savior. Receive this wonderful Jesus who loves you, who died for you, who gave His life for you. Call on Him right now. Pray this after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I believe that Jesus died for me. He took my sin and He bore it on the cross. 3 days later, He was raised from the dead. He put away my sin. He dealt with it so that I could be free. Jesus, I call on You now. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Wash away my sin. Thank You for making me right with God. Thank You for giving me peace with God. Thank You for giving me joy in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer, get in touch with us here at City on a Hill Church. You can go to our website, cityonahillchurch.us, and you can contact us there. We'd love to hear from you and follow up with you. Praise God. Woo! Praise the Lord. Praise God. God bless you.